go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to our radio program called Go Rebuild My Church. My name is Peter Doan, and I'm excited to be with you today as we explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus, Go Rebuild My Church, and how this theme is relevant to the church today. My wife Leslie and I have recently launched a lay apostolate called Encounter Jesus Discipleship Ministries. You can learn more about us and our passion for renewal in the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org. Our passion for renewal was ignited when Leslie and I came home to the Catholic Church 12 years ago, and that is when we heard the call to rebuild, and we joined efforts with many other renewal movements within the church. And hopefully through the ministry of this radio program, we can provide pathways for you as individuals, as well as parishes, to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal. If you're joining us for the first time today, we're in the middle of a series on the Great Commission that I also would refer to as the mission statement of the church. We've been learning that the Great Commission involves two key components, evangelization and discipleship, which are vitally connected like the two lungs of a healthy, breathing, alive individual Catholic Christian and Catholic parish. We explored Catholic evangelization, and now our focus is on making Catholic disciples and what it looks like when individuals and parish ministries take seriously this Great Commission. 5 weeks ago, we introduced to our listening audience the seven pillars of what we call Catholic discipleship. And last week, we discussed the fifth pillar, discover, develop, and deploy your spiritual gifts. We have a great show in store for you today. Periodically, we interview men and women that are doing rebuilding and renewal in the subject areas that we are discussing. Our guest today is Tom Ponchak. Tom is the new campus director for Indianapolis for the Encounter Ministries School of Ministry. So Tom and I got to know one another when we were working on church staffs. Tom at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, while I was at St. Elizabeth Seton in Carmel. Welcome, Tom. It's great to have you on our show today.
Thanks, Peter. It's great to be here. I'm happy to join you.
And it's interesting, as I've gotten to know you, you've gone through a couple transitions, and you're into this new ministry world that is really exciting to listen about that today. Could you start out by just telling a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got involved in Encounter Ministries?
Yeah, sure, no problem. So I had a kind of a personal conversion experience when I was in high school through a confirmation retreat that led me to Franciscan University of Steubenville, where I studied theology. And after graduating, I worked in the church for a few years in ministry, parish level, teaching high school religion classes at a Catholic high school up in Michigan. And then around 1997, my wife and I, we left the Catholic Church. It's a long story, probably for another episode, but
yeah.
we got involved with a non-denominational church. I became a pastor of our own church down in Florida. And in 2007, we just realized we were missing the sacraments, we were missing the Eucharist, so we came back to the Catholic Church back in 2007. Since then, I've moved up here to Indianapolis. I'm currently working on staff at St. Alphonsus Liguori in Zionsville, mm-hmm. doing adult and young adult formation. And I really found out about Encounter, I'd say probably a few years ago, maybe around 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The primary way I found out about them was through a documentary called The Fearless Documentary, which anyone can view. It's available on YouTube for free,
mm-hmm.
If you search for Fearless Documentary. And it was a documentary about healing ministry within the Catholic Church, primarily. And some of the people from Encounter were featured in that. while I was on staff at Our Lady, Mount Carmel, as you mentioned, back in 2018. Mm-hmm. We had some folks from Encounter come to the parish to a weekend school of healing and a healing service that was really well received. We had over 100 people sign up for the school. We had 300-400 people for the healing service, and many people experienced the healing presence of the Lord. And so in spring of last year, 2020, my wife and I, we applied to have a satellite campus for the Encounter School of Ministry here in Indianapolis. We found out in July of last year that we were chosen. And so this past year has been one of preparing with our team and getting permission from the diocese to operate here, which we have received. Bishop Doherty and the Diocese of Lafayette, Indiana, has welcomed us and supported us. And so that's really how we got involved with it.
Oh, that's great. That's great background, Tom. So could you give us a little history lesson on the Encounter Ministries itself, where it began, when, and just a little bit of knowledge around the Encounter Ministries?
Yeah, sure. So I believe it's about 7-8 years ago that there were two primary founders, Father Matthias Thalen, who was a priest in Michigan. At the time, he was on staff at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. And then Patrick Rice, who was a youth minister at a parish in Columbus, Ohio. They kind of formed a friendship. They were both fellow Franciscan University alumni, and they were both had shared a desire to see more of the power of God in their ministries. And so they started reaching out to other people and attending some conferences, and just began opening up doors and really opportunities to see that happen. And so Encounter Ministries started with Patrick in Columbus, Ohio, and since then they've moved to Brighton, Michigan, which is just north of Ann Arbor. Father Matthias has been reassigned to a parish there, and so the Encounter Ministries is based there at St. Patrick's Parish in Brighton. They primarily do conferences, weekend. They do an annual conference every year. They do weekend events like we had them at Our Lady. They'll travel around the country doing weekend events. They've just started doing some high school retreats. And then their main focus is the Encounter School of Ministry, which is a two-year training program. And that's what we're going to be operating as a satellite campus for that here in Indianapolis.
Right. We're going to drill down on that here shortly. I think Father Matthias was fairly sick a while ago. Is he better now? Is he well?
Yeah, he had kidney stones, had surgery for that, and then some complications from that, mysterious, couldn't find a source of some bleeding and things like that. So he was in the hospital for several weeks, but he's, as far as I understand, he's back on his feet, back in parish ministry, and doing well now.
Great. So what do you believe is the most unique part of Encounter and what that can play in the Catholic culture and that makes this ministry different from other church programs?
Sure. What I like about Encounter is the ministry itself, and particularly the school, it really exists to teach, equip, and activate disciples of Jesus. So anyone. You don't have to be a professional. Mm-hmm. If you've been baptized, you're in the army, right? You're in the church, and so we exist to activate those disciples to share the love of God in a supernatural way through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's really not it's a ministry that's not about superstars. It's not about you have to come to these conferences or things. It's really about equipping everyone in the church to use the charisms that they've received in baptism and confirmation in their daily lives.
That's great, Tom. So, Tom, we're going to take a short break now, and when we return, we're going to continue to dive into this ministry and move towards just how people can really learn what it means to be a part of the school.
Great.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to our program, Go Rebuild My Church. We have the blessing today of having Tom Ponchak with us, who leads and directs the new School of Encounter Ministries here in Indianapolis. And Tom, I've been familiar with the charismatic renewal that's had a long history in the Catholic Church. I think just a few years ago, they celebrated the 50th anniversary with Pope Francis. Could you compare a little bit Encounter Ministries with the charismatic renewal within the Catholic Church?
Yeah, sure. I think obviously one of the biggest similarities is both charismatic renewal and with Encounter is that the emphasis of having a personal relationship with Jesus, a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, that encounter with the Holy Spirit, and an openness to the charisms of the Spirit that are listed in the New Testament.
Yep.
I would say some of the differences, Encounter's not really a movement. They don't really have any particular interest in forming like prayer groups or things like that that are related to Encounter. It's not really limited to a particular spirituality. We've got people that attend Encounter conferences that they may be from a charismatic background. Others, they wear their veil. The women wear veil at Mass, or they receive communion kneeling and on the tongue. So it's kind of a whole range in there. And really, what I would say is that Encounter just kind of stresses this idea of what I call being naturally supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Just expecting God to be with us and to move through us wherever we go, and that's just part of what it means to be to live the normal Christian life, to be a confirmed, a baptized Catholic. So it's not about creating, little Encounter prayer groups and parishes. It's about equipping everyone, regardless of their spirituality, to be open to the gifts of the Spirit wherever they happen to be.
I really like that distinction. I attended the last conference they had just before COVID hit. It was in January of 2020. And you were in Toledo as well on that. And I was amazed at the number of priests, nuns, religious, and seminarians that were at that conference. And of course, there were thousands at the conference. I was kind of taken aback at the number of people that were there at that conference.
Yeah. They've outgrown that. Location. I think it was 3,500 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I think there were at least probably 50 priests.
Mm-hmm.
We have 20 bishops that have supported come on in support of Encounter. You can see them on the Encounter website who they are. We want to minister from the heart of the church.
Yeah, that's very impressive. So, Tom, the theme of our radio broadcast is Go Rebuild My Church, taken from what the Lord spoke at San Damiano to St. Francis. How do you think the Encounter School of Ministry, as we start talking about the school itself now, how does that help this much-needed process in the church today?
I think it's very timely, very needed. We're in a unique time in history, not just within the church, but in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in a post-Christian world right now. It's not Christendom anymore. Culture isn't set up to support the church, and the culture is hostile often to Christian beliefs and morals. And I think a lot of people are inoculated or kind of vaccinated to the gospel. They've received a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
They think they know it. And they think it's not for them, when in fact they really haven't been exposed to the full message of the good news and all that God has for them. So what we do with Encounter School of Ministry is, empower regular people just to share God's love with those around them, and to do that kind of in a supernatural way, following the example of Jesus and the disciples. Jesus used supernatural means like healing and prophetic insight to get people's attention, and then once he had their attention, to give them the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things you know, there's so many people that are skeptic. People have their own truth, and it makes having just an intellectual discussion with people very difficult for conversion. But if you can offer them that supernatural touch of the Lord, where they experience God's presence, they experience healing, it breaks through some of those walls that they have up.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we've been focusing on the Great Commission these last several weeks and the call from Jesus to go make disciples. And we've called the fifth pillar of discipleship. We have seven of them. The fifth one, to discover, develop, and deploy your spiritual gifts. And we talked about the charisms last week. How in the Encounter School of Ministry do you help our brothers and sisters in the laity begin to discover their charisms and accomplish this important part of becoming a disciple?
Yeah, great question. And I think it's very important to note that with the School of Ministry, the foundation we lay is your identity in Christ. Knowing who you are as a son or daughter of God is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's from that identity that our ministry and our mission flow. And so we really take time. The first quarter of the school in the first year is dedicated to identity and transformation, to knowing and understanding who you are in Christ. And then throughout the rest of the school, as we go through different semesters, things like healing or prophetic words or inner healing, we create a safe place within the school for students to grow in their gifts. So we recognize, hey, we're all new, we're all learning this. Some of us may have experience, some of us may be new, but this is a chance for us to learn and to grow. And so students are given opportunities at the end of every class, for what we call activations, to putting into practice what we learned. And so that involves, if it's healing, then you team up and you pray with someone. If it's listening for God's voice, you team up and you minister to one another, and you do it in a place where everyone understands, hey, we're students, we're growing in this, it's okay to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives that safe environment to try those things out, to build up your confidence before you go out and try it on someone at Walmart, for example.
Yeah. So I really like the practicum part that you're sharing. I've often said, and this is not new with me, but I've said it often, that the Holy Spirit, many believe, is the neglected person of the Godhead. And one time I perused the Acts of the Apostles, and the Holy Spirit is mentioned 40 times in the Acts of the Apostles. So he seemed like he was well known in the days of the apostolic spirituality. And I think that Encounter Ministries is tapping into some of that as well. So,
oh, yeah.
Tom, we're going to take another break here.
Sure.
We're speaking with Tom Ponchek, the new campus director of Encounter School of Ministry. And when we return, we're going to look at some more of the nuts and bolts of what this school is like.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to our program, Go Rebuild My Church. We have as our special guest today, Tom Ponchek, who leads the new School of Ministry for Encounter Ministries here in the greater Indianapolis area. And we've been talking about the ministry, and now we're going to really focus a little bit more on the school and some of the practices of that. So, Tom, could you go through the process of engaging the school? How does one get involved? And describe a little bit of the commitment one makes to become a student at the school.
Sure, no problem. The first thing to do would be to go to our website, which is encounterschool.org/Indianapolis. That's where you can find out information in detail, also where you can apply. The school, it's a two-year school, two-year training program that meets once a week. So our year one classes are going to start for our Indianapolis campus on September 13th. And they will be held on Monday evenings from 6 to 9. And we're meeting at St. Elizabeth Seton Parish in their social hall in Carmel. The school itself, like I said, it's two years, eight quarters. The first year, we deal with those quarters are identity and transformation, healing and power, hearing God's voice, and inner healing and freedom. Like I said, it meets once a week. There's some homework in between those classes. We typically have like one book per quarter that that you'll have to read through. And some of the homework, it's really kind of prayer journaling and testing some things out that we're talking about. The basic format each week, we start off with a time of some praise and worship. There's a teaching, a time for activation, like I just mentioned, a break, and then a second teaching, and again, a chance for activation. Mm-hmm. And so the cost for the school, it's $250 per quarter. You get a slight discount if you pay for the year up front. But that also includes registration for the Encounter Conference. This year, the Encounter Conference is going to be December 27th through 29th in Grand Rapids at the Amway Center up there. And they have 15 speakers lined up. The headline speaker is Father Mike Schmitz. Many of you might know him from Ascension Press's Bible in a Year broadcast. So he'll be one of the keynote speakers this year, and that registration is included in your tuition.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And by the way, you have a team that's going to be leading the school, and I understand your wife is like working along your side, right?
Yep. Yeah, we have our core team consists of myself and my wife, Lisa. We'll be the primary instructors, and Craig Novak is our worship leader, and he'll be doing some teaching as well.
Mm, very nice. So, Tom, you know, working in church ministry as we have over the years, that a lot of times we have practicing Catholics that wonder if they've got 1 inch of time for anything else to add. What would you say to somebody, I'd love to do this program, but I'm not sure I've got time for it?
Yep. I understand that feeling. You know, I work in full-time ministry, and my evenings and weekends get really wonky with schedules. I would say that investing in attending, being a student in the School of Ministry will pay off in the long run because it's going to help you become more effective and efficient, I think, in your ministry. It's one night a week. The homework isn't very substantial. It's kind of light. It's designed to really make it easy for people to attend. Part of our formation as our core team is we've been going through year one. We went through year one this past year. Online with all of the other satellite campuses that are opening up this fall. And mm-hmm. So I can say, you know, in the midst of my ministry, I was able to attend these classes. And my commitment was really twice a week because we had a class to watch and then we had a small group during the week. And it really was not that bad. It's really the classes themselves, I found them very life-giving.
Mm-hmm. So, and dovetailing off that, if you're in a conversation, Tom, with someone who's weighing whether they have the time or not to do this, picture for us, for them, how this school of ministry would become a difference maker in their life, both their life, their family, and just their walk as a Catholic disciple.
I think. First and foremost, when I think of it, I look in the Gospels, and Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to his disciples and said that he's giving us the Holy Spirit. And in John's Gospel, at the Last Supper, he tells his followers, it's better that I leave you because you'll receive the Holy Spirit and so that you can do what I did and even greater things than that. And so, the church teaches that confirmation is a representation of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came with tongues of fire and a rushing wind and those apostles went out and changed the world. And I think for many Catholics, we're not experiencing that fullness in our life. We're not seeing the works of Jesus and greater still in our lives. We're not experiencing that power and that presence of Pentecost in our life. And so the purpose of the goal of our school of ministry is to really help take that potential that's there from the sacraments and that we've received and we have and help you activate that and make it actual in your life.
That's good. So we're starting to wind down a little bit, Tom. Could you give us a summary for our listening audience? Things like contact information, again, event dates, startup info that our listeners can follow up on, and to pursue some of these dynamics that we're speaking about here today.
Sure thing. Again, our website is encounterschool.org/Indianapolis. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, I've seen you there. You have a really nice Facebook presence.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Our email is indianapolis@encounterschool.org. And if you're really interested, this has piqued your interest and you want to find out more, a great way to see what we're doing, what this is all about, is our summer intensive. And that is coming up July 26th through the 29th. It's four nights. In a row, the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville from 6 to 9 each night. And basically each night is a sampling of each of the first four quarters of the first year. So
cool.
The first night is identity and transformation, then power and healing. And the material that we offer that we cover in the summer intensive is actually taken from our classes. So if you're interested, you want to see if this is something I want to do, that would be a great way to do that, and you can sign up for that at our website, encounterschool.org/Indianapolis.
Great info, Tom. So this fifth pillar of discipleship that our program is calling Discover, Develop, and Deploy Your Spiritual Gifts is certainly being amplified today in our discussion with Tom Ponchak. Thank you, Tom, for being with us in this new and exciting opportunity here in Central Indiana and the Indianapolis area. Thanks for joining us today, everyone, as we seek to connect individuals and parishes to the Great Commission. To hear our past programs, go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and press the big blue button at the top left corner of the webpage. And make sure to become a regular listener of Catholic Radio Indy. Goodbye, everyone, and keep the faith.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.catholicradioindy.org.